Hi, my name is Haley. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, and gluttony. Hey, guys. Growing up, I considered myself a Christian, but I truly had no clue what that meant. I remember being confused when somebody would ask me what denomination I was, and don't even get me started about how confusing the Trinity was. I wagered with a God I didn't know like he was a magic genie. Playing soccer was my religion from my adolescence through college. I attended Dallas Baptist University and took several religion classes, which would have been a great source to learn about God had I not been too prideful or fearful of man to even ask questions. Here, I was at a school where everyone seemed to know this great, powerful God that I had no clue about. In order to not be found out, I faked a spiritual relationship with God. I had the mentality that if my grades were fine and I was excelling in soccer, I could drink, go out, and do whatever I wanted to, and everyone else should just mind their own business. I was my own self-referencing point of all moral reason. From 2008 to 2011, I fought many internal battles while trying to find my identity in the world. This led to a series of poor decisions, such as totaling my car while under the influence, repetitive rebellious actions that led me to be removed as captain of my soccer team, and then a public intoxication ticket, which resulted to being kicked off the team in 2011. Along with all of this, I was also in a broken, addictive relationship. I started attending Watermark, and although I was terrified and struggling with resentments towards Christians, the Holy Spirit kept drawing me back. I heard the pastor's rugged story of grace, and began to realize that no matter what I did or would ever do, that I could never be disqualified from God's gift of grace. I heard a sermon at the porch, Watermark's young adult ministry, in the fall of 2011, where the pastor said, "The sad thing is, you think you're looking for a spouse, but the reality of it is you're looking for hope." That word hope pierced my heart as I was beginning to feel hopeless. I finally saw my need for his forgiveness and grace. I accepted Christ's payment for me to be made righteous to a holy and perfect God. Now here is where I began to surrender, but I still did not know how to walk with God daily. For the next 3 years, my pride continued to hinder my relationship with the Lord as I wanted to be relatable to the world and not like those Jesus freaks I was resentful towards. I had 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church, but the world was creeping in faster than I could manage. God used a breakup to get me through the doors of regeneration in 2014. I walked in with a bitter, self-righteous, and broken heart. I thought I struggled with just a lack of forgiveness. Meanwhile, I was still evaluating whether I truly had any sin big enough to continue coming. And boy, was I wrong. Regeneration wasn't comfortable at first, but the raw honesty and genuine acceptance kept me coming back. I started to realize just how much I tried to manage my brokenness. And although I accepted the Lord 3 years prior, regeneration is where I learned to walk with the Lord. Now, before I explain my experience in regeneration, let me just say my pride took me on a very dramatic roller coaster. I dove in headfirst to groundwork, and God completely captured my heart. I was on a mountaintop, and it was almost effortless to flee from sin. I genuinely began to wonder how people could choose sin over God. I was so excited to see God, see how God was going to change my life, but was so impatient when it came to allowing God to work in others' lives. Through steps 1 through 3, we admit, believe, and trust. My heart was still on fire for the Lord, but little did I know my pride had begun to get the better of me. Instead of meditating on my complete dependence on the Lord and admitting I'm truly powerless apart from him, I pridefully thought, of course God is good, and obviously I trust him. Now let's get to the deeper healing stuff. Like a slow leak, I began to doubt God's goodness and sovereignty in my life and over others by distorting his authority and character. I was leaning on my own understanding and started to form a savior complex, meaning I was putting myself in place of thinking I knew better than God, or rather, I was simply trying to be God. I was wanting to see God redeem lives, but on my timetable and in the way I thought it should happen. Can you see my pride? In steps 4 through 6, we take inventory, confess, and repent. The Holy Spirit started to reveal all the ways pride had manifested itself in my life, and that with pride, there can never be room for God. But even knowing this, I was still struggling with my Savior complex. Pride was distorting my identity in Christ. By step 5, confess, I experienced the freedom through confession of being fully known, and it gave me the opportunity to embrace God's grace. In step 6, repent, we become entirely ready to turn away from our sin patterns of sin and turn to God. And I was seriously struggling with fully submitting my comforts to the Lord. At this point, I was approached by my leaders who presented me with an ultimatum to either let go of my sinful nature or go back to groundwork. I thankfully made the decision to continue in my recovery and trust that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I accepted that he had begun a good work in me and to trust that he will be faithful to carry it unto completion. In step 7 through 9, we follow, forgive, and make an amends. In these steps, we are called to respond to God's grace. God used his redemptive power in the lives of the girls in my group to stir my affections for him again. It was at this point I realized that a new life was possible. In steps 10 through 12, we continue, daily seek intimacy and regenerate. During these steps, I saw and experienced my life changing along with the lives of the women around me. There's nothing more humbling than to see a changed life. Miraculously, God used the women in my group to answer the prayer I'd been longing for. I witnessed his redemptive power in others. Recovery showed me how to daily abide with the Lord. This word abide can often be confused with do and action, but its true meaning is to be with the Lord, to live with the Lord. These 12 steps are practical biblical wisdom that teach us how to have an authentic relationship with Christ. But apart from Christ and the Holy Spirit working in us, healing is not possible. I now know the freedom through God's merciful, unending, and awe-inspiring love. My relationships are fruitful and encouraging. I'm quick to forgive as I so desperately realize my need for forgiveness. My pride still creeps in, but I'm no longer blind to it. I allow others to speak into areas of my life that I'm not seeing. I am aware of the lies that pride tells me of who I am, and I quickly go to God's word to battle with truth. My pride distorted my identity in Christ because it told me that I could be God of my life and that I was not redeemed, lovable, and worthy of God's gift of grace. But God tells me that I'm royalty, an heir to the King of Kings, that I am chosen, blameless, a new creation, redeemable and absolutely worthy. Amen. There are days when I have to say to myself over and over again, I am a new creation. And when I'm struggling, I have community to tell me who I am in the Lord. I came here with a guilty conscience, broken in bitterness from an addictive, unhealthy relationship, greedy, rebellious, putting my faith in false gods, neglecting to get to know the real God, with the fear of putting it all out there just to be torn down, forgetting I came to Christ through someone else's brokenness. I no longer carry the burden of thinking I can earn my way to heaven, but I get to live in freedom of knowing every single thing I've done, past, present, and future, is paid for. I get to let go and let God. If you're here trying to grit your teeth and conquer your struggles, just remember true freedom and joy comes from embracing and enjoying all that God has for us in our relationship with him. If you're here with a savior complex, just remember God is God and we are some horrible saviors. If you're struggling to understand who this amazing God is, I speak from experience and I beg you, please don't be too prideful to ask about him. He wants to intimately know you more than you could ever understand. If you're here today and you do not know this Jesus that I'm talking about, the Son of the living God, The Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God, and every single one of us has sins that keep us eternally separated from God. But Jesus came. The Father sent him as our payment for sins, for our sins. He got up on that cross and he died for every single sin that you or I have ever had, past, present, and future. But it didn't stop there. He died for your sins so that you could have heaven forever. But when he rose again by his life, he now gives it to you. And if you will call on his name, you not only get heaven forever, but you get the Holy Spirit in the here and now. My name is Haley. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, control, and gluttony. Pride told me I should get the glory, but I can truly say, to God be all the glory.